I'll find it and buy it if that's what you want. If you want to be wasteful.
I'll find a picture of your penis and buy it.
Huh?
It's signed by Shaquille O'Neal. It's signed by Shaquille O'Neal.
Who gives a fuck? He signs a lot of stuff.
Mouth.
Suck take off a, my penis in your mouth.
Take a piss and shake off the extra piss in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Speaking of stuff that's signed, you know
how they execute retarded people in Texas by making them eat vegetables.
Yeah. Is that so?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
They
I thought
inject
it was
them with broccoli and
and they go, "No."
Mm-hmm. It is so fun. The whole like last meal thing. Like they probably because I don't think they do it anymore, and they had to stop
that's
doing it
up.
Because like you can look at the records and it's all like Sour Patch Kiss, ice cream,
two handfuls of Reese's cups.
I want it to eat all. I want to eat a bunch of paper,
graph paper,
yeah.
Cool Whip,
yeah.
edible glitter,
yeah.
That's what I want.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the fucking show.
Welcome
We're going to suck your dick and fuck you slow.
Welcome to my ass.
Welcome to his ass. He's going to put you inside of it.
Welcome.
And then you're
going to
fuck
ass.
A man inside his ass. That's being double gay.
We're going to have sex.
If you shrink someone,
mm-hmm.
put him in a man's ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then make him fuck another miniature man in that man's
and
ass.
And even smaller, a small man as well, yeah. Oh, it's a K-pop?
Yeah, let's return this into a K-pop.
Oh, shit. This
I
goes.
Thought you don't like the songs. You just like learning about it.
See, we can't do this because I get hungry.
Yeah.
Because this is in the background of all my favorite restaurants.
All the K-pop restaurants?
Yeah, dude. You ever be you ever
Korean barbecue?
Honey Pig? My favorite place of all time, Honey Pig, they always got the K-pop.
The goal is to turn this into a K-pop show and get all of the people that have been listening since the beginning to kill themselves.
Dude, I'll talk about Jungkook or whatever the fuck his name is.
Is that the guy from BTS?
I think so.
One of them killed themselves a couple years
Someone
ago.
Someone killed themselves?
One of the K-pop guys killed him. And I forget which one it is. Hyung Kim. I mean,
Yeah.
Shot in the dark? Probably right.
Something like that.
But
Beyond Young Kim.
Yeah, so in the K-pop world, they have like a selfie day.
Mm-hmm.
And so depending on like which fandom you're a part of, they're assigned different days.
Interesting.
So if you're on Twitter, it's like every 17th of the month is like selfie day if you're part of the
so what are the big bands? Let's make this a reality. There's the one BTS that
BTS
everybody knows.
Army, yeah.
There's who else?
I just watched a documentary about
the Army because they have BTSD.
BTSD, yeah.
I watched a documentary about Blackpink, which is the biggest girl one.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
and
they hot?
There's this Thai girl, she's not Korean in the squad.
In Blackpink.
And she's insanely hot.
Fuck. Can I? Do you think
she's very hot?
They're all 13, 14 years old.
No, she's.
What's her name?
She's like 24.
She's 8 years old.
What's her name, Adam?
Okay.
Adam's scrambling to check how old she is right now. Right. Adam is literally scrambling. Yeah. He's on his phone right. He won't tell me her name.
Ding.
He's checking.
I was looking up her name.
Ding. 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 Boom. Birthday. It's December
7th. No, they changed their names to like
2014.
No, they changed their names to like American names like Lisa and stuff.
That's awesome.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Jisoo, yeah. Jenny, Rose, and Lisa. I think it's Rose.
Oh, maybe that's Blackpink.
No, Rose is from the one that's born from in New Zealand.
Well, anyways,
she's from New Zealand.
They cancel Selfie Day in December because it's disrespectful to
Santa Claus.
Hyun Kim or no on the day
because he killed
on the
himself.
Day that he killed himself.
Oh yeah, Lisa. Lisa is the.
Lisa
the
Blackpink.
The
Lisa Simpson.
Yeah. And her birthday is March 27th, which is
what
coming
year?
Up.
What year?
1997. She's 23 years old.
Okay. Damn.
That's the danger zone, dude.
Suck me in.
I'm gonna fly my Navy
zone.
Jet right into that danger zone.
Thai rapper. She's
the rapper.
Bro,
yeah.
She's all right. I mean, she's not.
She's you gotta see her vibe, dude.
It
really
does
like
put
her
it
vibe.
In context because you think like, oh yeah, fucking like a 23-year-old isn't a big deal.
And then you hear the
like
date.
Yeah, and then they're like, I was born
in the year 2000.
September 11th.
I was a baby.
September 11th, 2001.
I remember being a baby when Subway Jared was arrested, and you're like, okay. Well, stop saying things.
Please, quiet. I have
those
about
are really
45
the,
seconds left.
Those are the human events that matter to you most. The Subway chair arrest. Dude, this girl, honestly, I get her vibe might be great, but
dude,
she
I fell in love with her when I watched the documentary.
She doesn't look that hot. I mean, she looks hot.
I gotta tell
wrong,
you,
but there's nothing.
I gotta tell
let
you,
me see,
just
she's
her vibe,
a regular looking.
This,
hot girl.
It's so funny to me because literally, I will never be able to tell the difference between any one of these women.
It's the same woman
in any of these groups. Look, it's like type in Dayun. Look at Dayun.
I main. What is it, Nick? I main Lisa.
Y-U-N.
Dayun.
And then tell me if that's a different person than the woman you're just looking at.
Yeah, she's different.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No, they're the same.
She's got a different nose.
What do you mean they have a different nose?
She does. She's got Dayun's
got nostrils.
Dayun's got a big nostril. And I like
Dayun.
Honestly, I would rather fuck Dayun than Lisa.
This is
I like Lisa.
The reveal,
man,
that I'm actually an android and I can't I can't tell people apart.
Dayun is fucking hot, dude. I mean, she's got a little something going on that I appreciate.
All right. Well, all I'm saying is I watched the
documentary. Blare some more. Blare some more. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, let's go to Korea. I want a Korean wife. I want to eat cape. I want to open.
We should have
Stop's
our own
Korean barbecue.
We should have a late night show where we just bring on K-pop.
Yeah.
Just move to South Korea.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm this. Yeah. Welcome to the show, fuckers. Yes. I know it's the right. Oh yeah. This rocks. Out of control. Dude, honestly, this is a K-pop show now.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
I mean, twice rules,
I have
dude.
Only had positive experiences listening to K-pop.
Yeah.
It's always in the background when I'm stuffing my face with Galbi and some fucking spicy fucking pork.
Well, you can,
what is
there's only two
red,
things.
What's
either
the red sauce? It's not that spicy.
Gochujang.
Not gochujang. There's a red bean paste that's very good.
It's very good.
Yeah. I don't know what it's actually called, but I love that shit. You can't get
either.
You need
either,
it fresh.
Either you
need
don't like K-pop or it puts you in a good mood. There's only two options.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're going to sit around and it's not really going to be like, you know, listening to fucking Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. No. It's pep in this. You put a little pep in your step.
Yeah.
I really cannot divorce it from. I'm not joking when I say I'm hungry right now.
No, I believe you.
I am Pavlov's motherfucking big dick ass dog right now.
Well, Lisa's the richest member of
what if
Blackpink.
What if Pavlov?
Like
what if that was the experiment of seeing if you get the dog's dick to come out?
Yeah, he rang a bell when he sucked all the dog's dicks.
It's called Pavlov's tongue.
Okay.
Where he would tongue the ball sack of the dogs to get their penis to come out.
But there needs to be some. They can't. There needs to be an association.
That
he's got to ring a bell.
Yeah, there was. Well, he sucks the dog's dick while. K-pop is
cool. Okay, yeah. Well, we got we got Twice blaring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out of control. You suck on the dog's dick. You suck on the dog's dick. And then you eat the dog. All right, they were saying come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you were taking it a decidedly different way.
Yeah. Oh, don't.
I'm just saying everyone was scared.
Until
he said cum.
Very mature.
Very mature of you, Nick.
Yeah.
You said they eat the cum.
It's so funny that like people call you racist for saying that like Korean people eat dogs, but
they
do eat dogs.
I know.
What's racist is saying that there's something wrong with eating dogs.
Mm-hmm. So galaxy brain.
Go if off. you just acknowledge that they eat dogs.
French people eat horses.
People are like, how dare you say that? It's like, what the fuck is wrong with eating dogs?
It's fucking because
they're
weird.
Our friend. That's the, I guess, well, that's
but
the reason.
Are they?
Pigs are apparently. Also pretty cool, and they're fucking delicious.
Pigs are so nice.
Most
apparently.
People didn't eat pigs until they met the Germans, and the Germans were like, we eat them.
We
eat
them.
We're
like Koreans, but our pigs, our dogs are pigs.
We are the Koreans of the Black Forest.
Stan, Lisa.
Just barbarians. Just barbarians in 200 AD driving around in BMWs. They had those.
Yeah, on the Autobahn.
Me sucky, sucky, fucking sucky. There we go. Me sucky, fucking on your penis. Me sucky. Fucky, fucky, fucky. I can't wait to suck. I am a man, by the way.
Yep.
Suck penis.
Oh, shit. Dude, these are honestly
kind of hip hop. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
oh no,
shit.
It gets dancey.
I'm fucking nice. Jumping out of my fucking chair right now.
Suck at my dick, suck my fucking dick. How old am I? Maybe 3, maybe 4 years old. You can't tell.
Don't they have bad lives? Or aren't they like under the control of the big machine?
I'm sure they have terrible lives.
No, they go to idol school from the time they're like 13. They drop out of regular school, and then they train them to be who
you
they
know
become.
There's some kind of fucked up Dan Schneider situation going on over there, too.
I don't know if there's any touching that's come out. I don't think they snitch in Korea.
It hasn't come out, but
it's real
happening.
Tight.
They do.
Can you imagine
they hold it down.
A Korean Dan Schneider?
Yeah, the only just Jewish
big,
Korean man.
Just a big fat Korean guy with that haircut.
Yeah. I can picture him perfectly.
Yeah, it almost is fucked up that Dan Schneider isn't Korean.
Nickelodeon.
You know who it is.
Nickelodeon.
It's probably Psy, dude. Psy is probably there.
Psy is raping all the idols.
Make a TV Psy show.
Psy is at the top of the pyramid. Mm-hmm.
Make a TV show on Nickelodeon.
Okay. He's saying Nickelodeon, everyone, just for the record.
Well, not even everyone.
Also, is he Japanese or Korean?
It's the same thing. The Nickelodeon Korea studio is same thing.
I guess that makes sense. A Japanese guy would come imperialistically rape all the idols.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that historically would make sense.
Fuck it, I got Uno.
I make the show Slant I Carly.
Okay.
Is that show
I see.
I made a lot of money.
Yep. Yeah, clever.
Also, the show Dog with the Blog.
Okay. What happens to the dog in the blog? Yeah.
Oh, you know what that one's going on. Wait on those. Do I have to spare it out for you?
No, I guess not Korean Dan Schneider. You don't have to.
the character Korean Dan Schneider.
Damn, they have to go to idol school.
Yeah,
I don't think
they put up like different configurations. They like mix them up. They say, do you look good with this girl?
Right.
And then they showed like old videos of them like doing covers. So they like, and they sing their asses off for these like four,
I think the State Department
on like a dais, like American Idol style. And they're just like singing Mary J. Blige as hard as they can. These guys just look completely emotionless and then walk out of the room.
Should spend like probably $80 million a year sending one 27-year-old high-functioning autistic man to participate in the K-pop school.
In idol school, yeah.
And then we would also get a reality show out.
There's got to be one guy who loves it.
Well, you have to find a boy.
Because that's the thing.
They
it
start
is,
him off young.
Like, imagine Chris Chan at idol school.
And he's like, we're getting ready to dance.
Well, I thought he would just happen to be good, because Chris Chan wouldn't be good at it.
I know, that's the point.
No, I want somebody who's so autistic and locked in, it just happens to be K-pop is their thing, but they look like Chris Chan.
No, we get a
like a Susan
show.
Boyle situation.
What the Koreans get is they get to laugh at an American good, retard, makes them feel better.
That's true.
What we get is we get to laugh at our own retard doing something that we already consider to be retarded.
And is our is this
what
participant?
Is that, dancing and singing?
I don't know, whatever.
I like when I see an autistic person.
What if I just go back to a being?
The character.
I like when I see a high-functioning autistic guy that like found his niche in the real world. I mean, some would argue that this podcast is one example of that. But they're...
What are you talking about?
You know, Adam and his stuff.
Yeah, you know how I can't make eye contact with him.
I'm not a big football guy, obviously, but, you know, when the playoffs roll around, I like, you know, the Ravens, you know, devastating loss, but congratulations to Bills Mafia. Anyway, I listened to a couple podcasts to kind of catch myself up.
Football
There's this
podcast.
Guy, Warren Sharp, who is the most autistic guy I've ever heard in my life.
Who is he?
But he just is locked into football. So he takes that statistical shit, and it's not bullshit like trains or whatever. He knows everything about football.
Oh, I thought you meant Warren Sapp.
That's the mistake I made as well the first time I heard his name.
Yeah, he's that guy's entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's great.
Warren Sharp rules.
Were you combining
dude.
Warren Sapp and Shannon Sharp in your head?
Oh, that's maybe, good. Yeah.
I would love to see that fusion dance, dude. Mm-hmm. Just a giant fat guy.
Skip!
I'm trying to think of other shows.
I used to love Warren Sapp.
Dan Schneider made.
Well, there could also be a Korean Lou Pearlman.
Yeah, Lou Pearlman would make even more sense.
It makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. What are the other Dan Schneider shows, though?
All That. Wasn't he, like, on All That or something? He was, like, a cast member adult.
Yeah, but I don't...
He was just, like, the one adult.
I couldn't think of anything for All That would be Korean.
Didn't What's-Her-Face that went real crazy, Amanda Bynes, have her own show?
Great Wall, that.
Yeah.
But that's Chinese.
That's Chinese. Yeah. Didn't she have one, Amanda Explains It All, or is that Clarissa Explains
No, yeah, but yeah, I think it was just called Amanda, the maybe. Amanda Show. The Amanda Show. Yeah, went crazy.
That man really should be in jail. He fucked up.
I think
so
all of
people.
Them went crazy. This was years ago, but
you think he fucked Drake and Josh?
I think Lori Beth Dimberg followed my female friend on Instagram. Was like trying to fuck her and stuff, aggressive.
Dog with an aperitif. Instead of dog with a ball. Dog with a side.
You have a little fernet after you eat the dog.
Dog with a garnish.
Dog with a little sprig of fucking cilantro on top. You think he fucked everyone? You think he fucked Kel? Is that why he's crazy? Mm-hmm. Maybe he didn't fuck the fat ones. Keenan is doing good.
Keenan's doing great.
But Lori Beth, I don't know.
It's Dog Burger instead of
Dog Burger. There we go. That's I mean, how did that take so long? That's exactly. That was served up right down the middle.
It's a movie called Dog Burger. Welcome to Dog Burger, home of the Dog Burger. Can I take a yellow? Can I make you a dog? To eat.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Was Dan Schneider in Good Burger? He was in the kitchen, right? Was he like? I thought
he
maybe.
He probably has a cameo in it.
This man, he was giving himself cameos and fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Kids.
The man was a performer. Jesus, he was a performer first. He was a lover of kids second.
Mm-hmm. Good Christ.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'm going to look him up.
He was on the show. He played Dennis Blunden on Head of the Class.
What's Head of the Class?
It's
another
like
show?
A sitcom. That's where his career started when he was an actor.
He was an actor?
Yeah, originally.
Damn.
Yeah, he was in Good Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He was an actor in 7 films.
Now, a lot of people are probably going to get mad at me for the Dog Burger, but obviously there's a different direction to go with Good Burger by just changing one of the letters.
Yeah, okay.
In Good.
That's true.
Okay.
I ignored that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm tempted to do it.
No, you already explained it, I think.
You really don't have
to. The character Nick already explained it.
But what if I...
No,
Dan. Not Korean Dan.
Because as long as we're pitching out...
No, I think it's good. You really knocked out of the park. Take the rest of the day
Dog
off,
Burger.
Dan.
I think Dog Burger was funnier,
I think Dog Burger was a lot really good. Made a lot more sense, you could even say. Logic of the world.
Well, he wrote the Frankie Muniz Amanda Bynes film, Big Fat Liar.
With Frankie Muniz also went great. Do you think they fucked Muniz?
Oh, he definitely. No one was safe.
But wait, he didn't have anything to do with
Paul Giamatti.
That's where the name Malcolm in the Middle came from.
Yeah,
it was a human center.
It was a. Oh, I thought it was.
But he didn't have
Tower.
Anything to do with Malcolm in the Middle. Do you think he fucked Dewey? What's Dewey up to?
Oh, that kid, I think, was... either he was or he wasn't. I forget what the story is.
Dewey did not give
either
a...
Either he was severely...
Breaking news, Dewey didn't get fucked.
Or maybe...
Yeah. Either he was severely molested or he's the one that escaped the dragon's eye.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, Reese too old to get
can
fucked?
Can you turn that bright-ass light off, please?
I'll turn it up. Is that better?
Well, just so that it's not...
It's kind of dark in here.
It was blasting.
I know, it was going right into your eye.
It
was like I was about to give you an interrogation.
Suck a dick inside of my ass. Suck my dick and fuck my pussy. I'm gay.
What the three? Let's go.
I love to be molested by Dan.
So he did Drake and Josh, though.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Josh Peck is so annoying.
But did he fuck the fat ones?
Oh, he did fuck the fat ones.
I don't think he did.
So what's Drake... Bell
Drake Bell seems to be doing fine. I don't know. Was he a gay pedophile? Was he a bi pedophile?
No, I think he just did girls, maybe.
But then who fucked Kel? Because somebody must have fucked Kel, because he went off the deep end.
Kel got gacked one too many times.
Yeah, they filled his ass with Nickelodeon goo.
Yeah. He made him.
Well, to make weight for all that, every episode they had, they'd fill his ass with goo.
To make weight.
Yeah, it's like wrestling team.
But he had to be heavier.
But they make weight for
him. Yeah, oh yeah. No, that's a fucking true story.
It is a true story.
You think
story.
They fucked Gibby?
It's a true story brought to you by MacWeldon.com.
All right. MacWeldon, if you want to fill Kel's ass with guck. But have underwear that makes sure
if you got
it
a bunch of Nickelodeon gack shoved up your ass, you can
Nickelodeon
make
guck.
Yeah. Nickelodeon guck.
The guck.
Guck. I didn't say it that time. You guys started.
No. I wasn't saying guck like the noise that of a blowjob.
I was saying like,
guck,
yeah.
Guck.
I thought you were saying it.
No,
way to,
no we weren't
dance.
Saying
no,
that.
Had nothing
Nick.
To do with.
Get your
no,
it's a show
no.
called.
No, it isn't, Dan. Nickelodeon no, it isn't,
guts,
Dan.
Where the contestants are covered with goo.
Okay.
Okay. No. The bit ended in goo, and Nick cleared
no,
his
there
throat.
That was an echo far off.
Magwell
it's just some, regular goo.
They have silver ions in the underpants.
You're 8 years old.
Oh my god.
That is goo.
Okay, we did it enough times.
There, MacWeldon. Yes, they stand by the product.
MacWeldon.
If you don't like it, you get your money back. You don't even have to send it back.
Let me say this. For years, we've been reading this ad, and I have been lying to you because I said the underwear is good. I've never put it on my nuts.
Yeah.
Recently,
you draped your nuts.
Recently, I freshened up my basics collection, and I went fucking buck wild at MacWeldon. And I gotta say, my balls are singing. They're draped in these luxurious micro modal fabrics.
I gotta hurry up too. The laundromat has lost almost all of my clothes.
Oh, yeah. My laundromat is a random chance that you
honestly,
hear your shit
if,
back.
Yeah. If we did not have MacWeldon as a sponsor, I'd probably there would be shit all over my. Cause they lost all my toilet paper also.
Wow,
yeah,
you, get that
you shouldn't drop off used toilet paper.
Yeah, you should. They lost.
Nick is such a cheapo.
Yeah. Well, I remember I tried to do a joke when I was probably 20 about like at what point is the laundry more cum than clothes?
Yeah,
like because you're allowed to drop off shit, you just nut all over.
Didn't we see that? We saw that as a defense in Law and Order, or you didn't watch that episode with me,
bro? Don't fucking spoil.
Okay,
if you brought in a bucket of cum with a t-shirt floating, in,
right,
and you're like, can you clean my t-shirt? I came on it. They'd
too
be
much.
Like, no problem, baby girl.
There was a kid.
No, I don't think they. If it's a bucket.
Everything going to be all right.
No, it can't be a bucket.
Everything going to be all right.
It's
got to
be 51% fabric,
we do 49% all a, we do all a Korean Dan Schneider's laundry. It's filled with gook.
Okay.
It's filled with.
Well, there was a long.
I'm not. He called it that.
Okay, the character.
It's filled with guck, which just is a way to say something, you know, disgusting. I guck.
Korean Dan Schneider here.
For MacWeldon.
For GookWeldon.
No.
Stop
not
it.
For that.
They're
not
paying
for that.
Us. We're trying to talk about
you're
a
here for
we
MacWeldon,
like.
Korean Dan.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't apologize to me. Apologize to MacWeldon and our many Korean American listeners.
Wait, so a kid had his dad's cum and his own blood in his underpants, and they tried to arrest him for raping his son, and they got a scientist to come in this episode of Law and Order to say that your cum could just transfer over in the wash, and then the dad got off, and then at the end of the first episode in a very special two-parter,
so you're
the
saying
kid shot up his school.
The cum could transfer from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts?
Exactly.
Whatever you need for MacWeldon.
Yeah, exactly. You have it all in the wash, and you cum in some socks. It could be on any of those
unlike
fine
the
pieces of clothing.
The assortment of apartment store brands that make up the top drawer of all MacWeldon's Asics have a basis. A consistent bit that you can bound on.
So fucking true.
A lot of people think designer is only
is,
like Gucci.
Why is Whack Meldon so awesome?
Whack Meldon.
Because from socks, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts,
Max Sheldon
Max Sheldon Permises comfort and a
his brain. Promises.
And
it would be awesome if this wasn't a bit. Nick just started at this moment. We're watching him lose the functionality of reading.
just become illiterate.
Continence fit. Verbability. You're not going to look great in Mack Weldon, their underwear, socks, and shirts. From working out, going out, or going out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Mack Weldon is a wide range of customized fabrics that you can't keep, no matter what your day looks like. 18 hours, silver, air knit X, dry knit, and warm knit. And that's the fabric technology promise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Mack
yes,
Weldon,
it is.
Weldon Blue is totally free loyalty program. Level mm-hmm. one gets free shipping for you for your entire life.
And I'll say,
I am a
fucking Mack Weldon Blue Balls member.
Yeah.
My nuts are fucking
Once
heavy.
You reach level two by spending $200, Mack Weldon gives you 20% off every order for the next year. So the guarantee is Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
They are good underwear. I wear them. I like probably my favorite underwear to wear for days on end.
Yes.
All of my like Adidas, because before we had them as a sponsor, that was probably the
you would go Adidas.
Well, that would be like where I topped out. I'd buy like athletic boxer briefs.
Before we had Mack Weldon, I honestly had a pair of a pack of Pumas that I really enjoyed.
But all of my Adidas shit just fucking is completely
it's
trash.
Bullshit. Everything I've had before Mack Weldon is bullshit. And before now, not only that, I have become more of an active man since September. I've tried to walk. In December, I was the 20,000 step bastard, as some of you might know. And it's getting cold out there.
Yes.
Mack Weldon has these beautiful compression tights.
The bastard of steps.
I was the bastard of steps. And I would take 9 mile walks, and I'm wearing these fucking Mack Weldon tights.
Do you think the Apple Watch, like if you put it on a handicapped person, it's like you're not getting enough steps today there. Now, come on, Mike.
There's gotta be a wheelchair.
You
setting.
Can
you
do
turn
it,
it
Mike.
Off? Yeah.
You gotta have a wheelchair.
Come
setting.
On, you lazy bitch. What do you think this is? Iraq? No. What do you think? You're back
no,
in Iraq?
No, if it was Iraq, you'd be walking.
Yeah. You're not in. Remember back when you had your legs?
And you were so dismayed about your wife cheating on you that you didn't check that fucking can by the road and it turned out to be an IED?
There are a lot of great things that you'd like to leave behind in 2020. One of the most important being your old underwear drawer. If you're rolling into the new year in the same bunching, chafing, and uncomfortable underwear, you've got to
you're
check
a fucking idiot.
Well, you're a fucking moron, dude.
You're a fucking dunce with a fucking little cock in some inferior fabrics.
So go to MackWeldon.com and use promo code CUMTOWN20. That's right, MackWeldon.com/CUMTOWN20. Promo code CUMTOWN20 for 20% off Mack Weldon, your first order. And then if you spend enough money, then you get that 20% off for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? That's fucking beautiful.
That's just free underwear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you, some sort of rich genius that doesn't need free underwear?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
I am a rich genius, but I need free underwear.
Did you see today on Twitter, like a bunch of people were freaking out because there were like a bomb went off and they had to evacuate the West Capitol steps.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of people were like, these Trumpers, they're at it again. It's a civil war. And then they're like, false alarm, everyone. It was a bunch of homeless people burning to death.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it was some homeless guys like living outside camp that caught on fire.
No.
I think the homeless guy's fine.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
It's very funny. Like, oh, false alarm.
Thank God. It's Joe Biden's fine.
It's just another complete institutional failure.
It's just some veterans that we sent out to war that came back with
that we didn't support.
Setting himself on fire by trying to make his own underwear.
Only he had Mack Weldon.
And listen,
for every pair that you buy, we give a homeless guy a couple condoms.
We get a homeless guy.
We give him a handful of fucking Lifestyles condoms for every pair of Mack Weldon you buy.
I know you think Lifestyles is crap, but in Europe,
it's number one.
It's number one.
And can I just say Lifestyles is pretty good stuff.
Or maybe it's Durex.
They use Durex.
They love Durex.
I personally go Trojan, the thinnest allowed by law.
The Trojan Air.
Whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, exactly.
The one developed by Apple.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's why they killed Steve Jobs.
Dude,
he was coming up with the thinnest condom of all time. The government didn't want us having that technology. They didn't want us having a condom that felt that
good.
They
don't want you to feel that good.
Because the thing is, the Jews need you to get pregnant to have abortions, and they'd steal your baby.
Did you say the juice? What was that?
Yeah, the juice.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson needs you.
Oh.
I did watch a hilarious movie, Facebook video from a Hotep friend of mine from high school that claimed that a lot of McDonald's hamburgers was black babies put up for adoption that Jews
remember
stole.
When somebody found somebody found part of an aborted fetus in a Subway sandwich once.
I heard about that.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. How does that even happen?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I was joking.
No,
I was yes-anding the bit. Happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't know. Let me just look it up.
That has to be a real wacky mistake at the factory.
Oh, yeah, that's a fucked up.
I can't remember if it was
that
in
was
the
a real
someone at the ham factory's pussy's absolutely falling out.
A real slapstick goof.
Maybe
up.
A woman didn't know she was pregnant. Her pussy hurt. And she's like, I need some cold
this
ham.
This was when I was like a teenager. I remember this story.
And she rubbed some ham on her pussy, and she's miscarrying. A little bit of the baby gets on the ham. She's like, oh, it's an I Love Lucy situation. Mm-hmm. The crank gets turned up. Yeah. And she's like, I don't have time to get this piece of my pussy / dead baby out of here. Mm-hmm. So I'm just moving it along.
Right.
It's exactly. A possibility.
That's true.
Does anyone else have a fucking
viable
solution
sperm?
To Nick's answer question?
Yeah, I'm what you call viable.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Viable.
They call me Mr. Viable because I keep knocking up. Because
technically I can
I got
pregnant.
Swimmers.
The women at the shelter.
Yeah.
I'm trying to spread my seed.
Yeah. Epstein.
Evolutionarily, the more you come in a woman, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will say, back to the condom discussion, because of my fucked up penis... Mm-hmm. It is easier for me to bust in a condom a lot of the time
than bust in a lady.
Than bust inside because my foreskin gets all mangled.
Women must feel so safe around there.
They do, yeah. Wow. I still now
the
listen,
warmth from your body and
I
then
still,
that.
Yeah. Oh well, I still insist on not wearing a condom.
Of course.
But the times I'm forced to
you're
wear
not
a condom.
A bitch.
Yeah, I'm not gay.
I use condoms, man. I ain't gay.
I'm not a fucking gay guy. I'm going to get pussy. My dick's not going to feel the actual pussy. It's going to put on a little hat. Mm-hmm.
The most G
like
move,
a gay guy.
The most G move is to pull out a Magnum and then be like, we don't even need this. Well, I'm not even going to use
it. She opens it. There's nothing inside. Yeah. It's a complete prop box.
I found it on the way here. I found it on the ground.
But yes, you're right. Women do feel safe because of the combination of the warmth of my body.
The combination.
Mm-hmm. That's what you said. Of my warm body and the pussy inside my dick.
I'm trying to. Oh, it's MLK Day.
Oh yeah,
which is kind of a quiet MLK Day after liberals spent the entire week sucking the FBI's dick.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Salute to MLK. Fuck the FBI. That's our stance. J. Edgar, hoover up these nuts.
Yeah, and the CIA, don't think you're off.
And the CIA.
The hook we got.
That's right.
You're on our shit list, too.
Alan Dull ass. Dick. Alan Dull Dick with his fucking boring ass cock.
Mm-hmm.
You know that man didn't get good cock, didn't give good fucking dick. Mm-hmm.
That's why he had to kill the man with the best dick in America, MLK.
Okay. A side pussy legend, MLK. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever find out what Martin Luther King stood for, MLK? Did they ever figure that out?
What?
Did they ever figure out what the MLK thing stood for?
No.
Were you guys, did it blow your minds?
Martin Luther King would call himself MLK. Mm-hmm. There was never explained what that
is. Yeah, which is like, you can't give yourself a nickname. Yeah,
did it blow your mind?
You got to let other people give you a nickname. Mm-hmm. You can't be like, hey, I'm going by Cheetah.
Yeah, Martin Luther. Martin
I knew a guy that went by Cheetah.
You go by Martin Luther's quote unquote MLK.
He was a boxer. Quote unquote MLK King.
Yeah, it was Martin Luther quote MLK.
I didn't know that.
Junior, yeah.
Burger King Jr.
Milk.
Harvey Milk.
They used to call him Milky Ernie. Back
Milky
when.
Ernie.
And he was coming up on the corners.
On the corners?
Yeah. I don't
on
know.
On the preaching
about...
corners?
Yeah.
Fuck, what was I just about to say? Oh, did it fuck you guys up when you heard about Martin Luther, the fucking Protestant?
Yeah, I thought that. I was
like,
was
what
copying.
The fuck is this? I literally thought that.
Yeah, he was like, copying.
And then you hear he's like 500 years before MLK or whatever.
I don't care. It's still copy.
And it's like, well, whatever. Fuck that German bitch.
No, but that's how I felt when I first saw the Martin Lawrence Gallery in the West Village.
Wait, there's a gallery called
there's an art gallery called the Martin Lawrence.
Oh, you get the fuck out of here. That's gotta be.
Oh, hell no.
That better be pictures of Shanae. Oh, yeah. That better be fucking. I want to see fucking Bad Boys stills.
I want to see Tommy in a boudoir.
I want to see, yes. I want to go. I want to attend a bra man autograph signing.
I want to see a Black Knight retrospective.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a Federale.
Oh, God. We should watch Blue Streak today.
I would watch Blue Streak.
It's such a good movie.
I'm excited to get lunch.
Yes, I'm not. I would like a nice lunch today.
I'm already ready for
all
lunch.
All I've had is a little smidgen of oatmeal to power me from my electric assisted
there
bike
should be
ride
a,
over
a
here.
Restaurant in Texas where you're allowed to fire guns into the ceiling while you eat.
To cook the food, maybe.
Yosemite Sam's.
Use the heat from the bullet.
Yeah.
To
Yosemite Sam's.
I'm gay!
Just sucking a cock and firing off the guns.
Boom.
Get your cock over here, partner.
I'm gay.
I'm sorry, Yosemite, but you got the HIV virus in your anus.
Oh, what?
What in tarnation? What? And he's sitting on a geyser, and it's just clearing. But
could you? He's not moving at all. It's going right up his ass. He's absorbing it completely.
I gotta clear myself out.
I've got a date later.
I've got AIDS in my ass.
Right? Shouts out to gay guys doing enemas, man. That seems fucking annoying.
Yeah, colonics.
Just constantly putting water up their ass and fucking squirting it out.
Yeah.
Salute to loving fucking that much. You know what I mean?
I mean,
I like to
if
fuck.
Pussies had fucking shit in them, I'm sure girls would be doing it a lot too.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have to go through that to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I salute. First of all, I salute everyone that likes to fuck
for the care and love and
for
and
all they do to get their ass.
Actress
ready?
Named Brianna Genitalia.
That is
no
an
way.
Incredible.
That's a real woman.
Mm-hmm. I need an actress. I'm marrying her. My name. I'm taking her name.
Stavros
Genitalia. That's my fucking goal in life, bro.
Vagina genitalia.
Does she live in New York or LA?
Let's see.
I gotta find her, dude.
That's also not her name. I'm making you read as bad as I did.
What is
as
it?
I done.
Genitalia or something?
I don't know. I don't know who this woman is. I was looking at Bobby's World because I was gonna make a Bobby's World reference.
Oh. Brianna Gentile.
Going back to the Bobby's World. Well,
Brianna Gentile. Genitalia.
I would smash 100. 100%.
Yeah.
What's up, Brianna?
Look at this kid. Eamon Perucelli.
Fucking loser. Fuck Eamon Perucelli.
Nice name. Good job being born in 1999.
Eamon.
Eamon.
More like Gaiman.
Yeah.
Gaiman suck dick celli.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually Adam's name. I just remembered. If you say silent, then you agree with me.
Oh, I just got a New York Times update.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's awesome, dude.
That sounds
good.
Did
your ex-boyfriend get married?
Mm-hmm.
I can try to do a joke about it.
Go ahead.
So then it says, a video appeared to show COVID patients in Egypt dying when a hospital ran out of oxygen. Officials denied that's why they died. We found out otherwise. Yeah, they ran out of oxygen. Why didn't they just breathe the air?
That's a fucking really good one, man. Yeah. You guys, and
how do you run out of
for the people at home? You're missing some of Adam's trademark hand movements and eye motions that are really selling this bit.
How you gonna run out of damn air?
Yeah.
That must be crazy because they got to turn them all into mummies.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that must true. Have, that was that's why they're backed up. They only have seven. They only have seven.
You got to spend 6 days draining all the fluids and then wrapping the motherfuckers up, yeah, building a pyramid,
getting their brains out of their noses. You got to put
coronavirus. Coronavirus ravages Egypt. We're almost out of pyramids.
we're running out of pyramid spaces.
Says a head doctor, head witch doctor whose head is a jackal.
I don't want to piss off.
We're making field pyramids in the sand.
Any of our fans in Egypt, but they never really got it back. You know, they were really killing it.
Yeah, fucking 10,000
10,000 years ago, and they've just been
so long ago. It's crazy how long ago that is.
Yeah, it was very long ago. They were the best. They were the top dogs.
Like ancient Greece was what 3,000 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
And they were seven. Like what the? How do we know shit about Egypt? That's fucked up that we know anything about Egypt.
They kept it going. Rosetta Stone. They found that shit.
Dude,
they kept it going for a while.
How much shit do we not even fucking know about? That's what fucks me up, dude.
I don't.
What was going on 6,000 years ago?
China was probably ripping it forever.
Yeah,
that's China. China probably goes back 70,000 years.
Like, dude, I appreciate.
Yeah, we don't write anything down.
I appreciate that.
We did not have history until Dog Burger.
Dog Burger was
the first
recorded
piece of art in China.
I thought that was made in Korea.
Back in the olden times.
It was all
China.
That's true.
That's why they all look the same and their languages are just slight variations.
Right.
It's all a different form of scribbling.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Arabic is such a funny looking language.
It looks awesome.
I think it's really elegant. Yeah. The swirlies and swoops.
It looks fucking cool.
Yeah. I think it was cool in the future use the English Arabic font for 56 Nights.
Yeah.
Very cool album cover.
Shouts out to DJ fucking Esco.
The coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
He was locked up? Like, what was going on?
In Dubai or
like,
something?
He wasn't allowed to leave Dubai, so he made those beats.
In Dubai jail?
I believe so.
How do you get a computer in there? Pretty cool.
Dubai jails are like ski lifts.
Yeah, they put you in the damn sailboat
Dubai seems
building.
Pretty tight, but I wouldn't want to get there. I'd want to teleport there.
It seems whack. It's like nice buildings in the middle of nowhere.
You ever see their God of the Dead, the Egyptians?
The movie, The Scorpion King?
No, they're like...
Oh, yeah.
He's a jackal.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool.
He's like a dog.
Dude, there's probably so much cool shit we don't fucking know.
I'm just saying, Egypt, they took one L and they never came back, you know?
What was the one L?
The Alexandria Library fire, probably.
That was way after, dude.
Yeah, but they still had culture and knowledge
It's named
stuff.
Alexandria, bitch.
What?
It's named Alexandria. It's not named fucking King Tutistan or whatever the fuck.
I'm just saying they were doing okay up until probably 2,000 years ago, and they suck now.
No, they just...
dude. Shouts out to Aboukir Seafood.
It dried up.
My favorite
It dried
place.
Up.
Yeah, Egypt turned into a desert.
The Nile Delta?
It used to be a fucking rainforest.
Fertile. And then a couple of... Neighborhood got a little shitty, and then it dried up.
Oh,
what?
That's
I didn't say a fucking thing.
I think we're all equally saying offensive things.
And about
wanna,
I'm not saying anything.
If you
want to
place a bet on what happened?
Yep,
you could do that. It's suckmybookie.ag.
Suckmybookie. Fuck you.
Suckmybookie. Fuck you. This is the premiere sports sucking website.
Yeah, sucking off a bookie is a really funny idea.
Just you tell them, suck my bookie. Just suck it.
Suck my bookie.
Just kiss my bookie. Kiss it.
Shouts out to Howard G.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to mybookie.com, man. We got the fucking AFC, NFC championships coming up.
Big games. Big
basketball is cooking. The season keeps rolling on. The Knicks have cooled off a little bit, but we're still charging ahead. Adams' Los Angeles Lakers are looking good, even though they appear to be sleepwalking through the season. The continuity is really helping them.
Yeah, and if you want to bet... Sorry, I've been ignoring you, but you're talking about basketball, right?
Yeah, and football, too.
Yeah, because they said you got to talk about more basketball, and also you should go.
Oh well, stop.
Bet your fucking worthless money on this Conor McGregor fight.
Oh, big Conor McGregor!
I saw
fight.
He just got a $1 million watch that looks pretty ugly.
Yeah, the watch is stupid.
A stupid watch.
You know how a lot of people think he made the money, fighting. He actually made it by betting on mybookie.ag.
Yeah, he bet on himself to lose.
He bet on himself to lose, and he threw a couple fights.
Yeah. But he's gotten away with it.
But here's the thing. It's guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And
my penis.fag. Ever since I started this podcast.
That one got me good.
But people have been...
fuck, sometimes one just hits you just right.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of good shit to fucking bet on.
The people have been asking me for betting tips. I always get asked, who you got, Lakers or Clippers?
Yeah, Lakers.
And I'll tell you
Lake Show.
That's who I got.
I'll tell you what I tell them. Where you bet is just as important as who you bet.
So fucking true. That's one of the most, if you talk to any fucking gambler, they'll tell you that.
That's why I tell people to bet with my bookie. My bookie's rep is rock solid, and they've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets.
And I love betting, brother.
And the one sports book guaranteed to give me the best lines for the national championship college football game on January 11th.
That's, yeah, that happened already, I think.
What is this, the 18th?
Yeah.
Yep.
Martin Luther King Day. It's 18. So this
big basketball day. You will not hear this episode.
Comes out the 20th.
But yeah, we have a couple really nice games.
Warriors today. Lakers.
You know, Warriors Lakers. Right? The Bucks play somebody good. Mm-hmm. I had that one circled. I don't remember right off the top of my head. But the Nets. The Bucks play the New Look Nets.
That'll be fun.
That's gonna be James Harden made his debut with the Nets. He's bet on them.
Being a good boy.
It's the best sports book out there. Period.
Period.
Tut tut.
That's on period.
Period.
Sis?
Period. Goo. Simple. Sign up, enter promo code, and get your promo code.
Fine. That's fine. If you want to do it that way,
break it up with other words.
Yeah, as long as it's a few words in between, you can say
maybe
slurs.
A couple sentences.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know. You've lost me. The promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Try either one.
Try either one.
Come to either Cumtown or Cumtown 20, or possibly Cumtown 21.
But probably not.
Most likely Cumtown 20. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000.
Not bad. That's free money.
And tell them, kiss my buck cheeks.
Kiss my buck. You know what? We're going to give you a special tonight's late games.
Head over to my bookie if you want to add a
Warriors Spurs.
Excitement to the sports you love and the games.
Take the Warriors. Mm-hmm. Kings play the Clippers. Upset alert. Stavi's upset special. Kings.
Kangs.
Take the Kangs.
The Kings are the Martin Luther Kings.
Take the Martin Luther Kings.
Yeah. He was one of the first on that tour.
Which tour?
The original Kings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And who were the other ones?
Frederick Douglass.
Malcolm X. Baird Rustin.
Stokely Carmichael. The coolest one. Coolest
name.
Yeah. His son, Gerard, of course. Yeah.
How about Joker Lee Carmichael?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, black people should have their own country. Arm yourselves. Mm-hmm. You should all have guns. Start a separatist movement. Let's all go back to Africa.
Huey Newton.
Okay, that's enough.
Marvin.
Nick got us
Marvin
out of that.
Gaye.
R.I.P.
Yeah, Marcus a lot of the joke Garvey. Prompts for Adam were, let's see if he falls into the trap of just naming.
Yeah, I'm trying to flex. let me flex.
Man, I'm so excited for lunch.
Yeah.
What
are we going to do, boys?
Wait, did you give them the code?
Yeah it's either Cumtown or Cumtown.
Well, I got to go check out an apartment.
No, you don't.
Well, then it sounds like me and Stav are headed over to Tony Luke's for a couple of cheese.
So we're going to go to fucking Philly. We're like, all right, Adam. No,
they got one downtown Brooklyn.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Nice.
Do they?
Yeah, they got a Tony Luke's there.
I haven't had a cheesesteak in a minute.
And you guess what? You're missing a cheesesteak.
Oh.
Because you have to go look at a place with three women's bathrooms in it. Well, I told your apartment broker.
I just want women to feel comfortable in my apartment.
I need a walk-in closet for all of my dresses.
And no, it's with my shoes.
With a vanity.
It's my shoes.
And with a big vanity so I can look like a star.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I am a carry.
I need a built-in long cigarette holder into the walls.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I miss green rooms. Yeah. I miss, like, you know when they go overboard with a green room at a comedy club?
Too much.
What am I, Bette Davis?
I know.
What the hell is... I've got to put my... I guess it's for girl comics.
Mm-hmm.
If it was back when comedy was men only, they had a dick sucking machine.
That's right.
They had a dick sucking
machine. Which they
machine.
Do have in China. It looks awesome.
Mm-hmm. They had a PS3 on the floor.
Yeah.
There
are some great green rooms out there. A
couple
man.
Of lazy
boys. The Caroline's green room is a good green room. I always have a good time. It's a very calming green room.
It's nice. It's normal.
And the stand one is. We just had one, and it was nice. There was a TV.
Yeah, but it's weird because Caroline's and Gotham feel like road clubs.
Absolutely.
There's honestly no reason for there to be a green room at the Stand. The Cellar doesn't
have a green room. I disagree, man. I like it. Especially because there's two stages. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
The Cellar, at least they have the little back table that nobody, you know, you're fucking isolated, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking. And then at the Stand, it's like you have to go up and down. I mean, I would host a lot.
Yeah,
I wanted the green room to just eat pizza and watch basketball.
You know what they should do is bring the hoses from the soda machine into the green room,
and you can suck right onto them.
They're hooked up to the sprinklers,
and everyone gets their own little fucking like nut. Like you know when the nurse would take your temperature,
mm-hmm.
and there'd be a plastic covering. Everyone gets their own little hose.
Yeah,
so you can put it on, and suck directly off.
That'd be great. Right.
That would be fucking awesome.
You come in, you get your comped hose condom.
Yeah, you get 45 seconds of hose sucking. And you got to make it count.
That's how comedy used to be back in the day.
Back when it was just the fellas, before all the whores.
As long as I could remember, I always wanted to suck a hose.
I always wanted to suck a hose full of Dr.
I always
Pepper.
Wanted to be a guy that sucked on a hose.
I'm getting a phone call from Baton Rouge here.
Uh-oh. Oh, must be a...
Oh, hello. How y'all doing there, boy?
What's going on there, boy? I don't know why I can't hear anything.
Is everything okay? We got a number there here. This is the number for the gayest man alive.
Maybe it's a little boozy.
It's probably a little boozy.
Yeah, he heard
your thing about cutting your dick off.
Man, don't say that about Korean Dan Snyder, man. Don't say dog burger, man. Don't say dog burger, man. That's disrespectful, man. Come on, man.
I like that. A reasonable boozy.
Yeah, dude.
I love boozy.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I can remember,
I always wanted to be a little boozy.
I always wanted to be transphobic.
I always wanted to be a transphobic guy. We had guys so transphobic, they started using diapers just so they didn't have to have any awkward experiences in the bathroom. He would slice his penis off real thin so it would melt in the sauce.
Yeah.
I got so paranoid, I thought Karen was maybe a man. I used to make her suck my dick at breakfast every day to prove that she wasn't.
Damn. Yeah, I was just watching Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Great flick.
The beginning, the credits are so good, dude.
The car.
Yeah.
So sick. So sick. I've been noticing a lot of dipshits have been arguing about Scorsese recently.
That's been going on forever.
Okay, still working.
Suck my penis.
I don't know why I didn't.
I wanna fuck out of your penis.
Should have brought that guy from Baton Rouge on the line.
That would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was Sean's family?
Yeah. Sean Patton's
Sean's
family.
Sean's Patton's family.
Yeah. I thought he's from New Orleans.
Maybe they moved to Baton Rouge.
Boy, you gotta stop doing that fag comedy and move back on down
mm-hmm. by the bayou.
By down to the alligator country.
I'm sorry. This isn't Sean Patton. This is another New York phone number that just happens to be a comedian.
Oh, my mistake.
We, sorry, I'm drunk off gumbo.
I'm drunk off whiskey drunk gumbo.
Off combo.
Combo.
Mm-hmm.
That's where instead of tomato sauce,
yeah,
you use
I'm doing down here in Baton Rouge, aka Gay New Orleans.
Gay New Orleans.
Gay
New
Orleans.
You know, even New Orleans more, is too uptight.
And we sausage. Sausage.
Sausage.
Where they take, it's made out of foreskin.
Sausage soul.
It's penis. They cut off a pig's
they
dick.
They cut off a fucking...
They call it the Pavlov's hog. They suck off a pig.
Suck off a pig's dick.
But
suck off his dick.
What we do down here is try and say the words as stupid as possible.
As stupid as dumb.
Trying to sound as dumb as we can.
Why do they say like it sounds like
because
kinda,
you're gay,
kind of yes. New York.
Correct.
Let me stop you right there. Yeah.
Some of the answer, it's because you're gay.
The answer to whatever question you were about to ask
is because you're gay.
It's no, but they say wait, no, and it sounds like
I
a New
already
Yorker.
Said the answer, and it's done, and let's move on.
All right, it's because I'm
next
gay.
Topic. Adam, choose.
I don't. You're gonna say it's because I'm gay.
You're no,
choosing the topic.
Just choose the topic. Just we got what?
Choose
four more minutes till lunch. Four and a half.
Actually, we're stopping now.
There's nothing you can do about it.
I wanna suck out of New York.
I'm looking at Conor McGregor's watch now.
It's stupid.
Should we go get Korean? Should we go
this
get
looks
Korean
like
barbecue?
This looks like the worst gift at the Air and Space Museum.
Yeah, it looks horrible. Like he got it from fucking Sky Mall.
Yeah,
sucks dick.
Yeah,
what is it? There's a globe in there.
There's like yeah, it's just like fucking Earth's gravitational pull.
This is what happens when no one can kick your ass.
Like, except for
you just end up embarrassing yourself.
Floyd Mayweather's illiterate ass beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, that's
in a
bit,
boxing.
Floyd
match.
Mayweather didn't have to learn how to read.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I met him once at Redbox.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, at McDonald's by my house.
What was he getting?
He was in a yellow Lambo, with two-seater Lambo with two girls, which is pretty cool.
That
if
is
you can
good
imagine
move.
That they're sitting inside they're of each
enough.
Other's
He's
pussies.
Also kind of small, though.
Tiny man.
He's small.
Tiny man. It was right after the Ricky Hatton fight, and I was in college at the time. I always said something very embarrassing to him, but he was cool with it.
Was it the N-word?
No. No, I said, me and all my, I was like, Money May, me and all my friends were rooting for you against Ricky Hatt. But I kind of was embarrassed that I said,
Did Hatton fight him and Pacquiao?
Maybe. Hatton was the guy that got fat when he wasn't fighting and then lose it all.
Somebody slumped him, though. Was it Mayweather? Because Hatton, everyone was like, Hatton's got the power.
Mayweather beat his ass. That was like a Great White hype.
Yeah.
Great White Hope kind of situation.
Absolutely.
Because there was that.
And he was
there
British.
Was the, yeah,
he was like super working class British.
Yeah, he was like a Manchester guy. Yeah. And
he was cool, but he got his ass fucked by both of them, I think.
Yeah. I saw Pacquiao also, because he lived in Vegas, walking around when I was going to Cosmic Bowling. I was at the, what do you call it? The fucking Sunset Casino, but yeah, he was chilling just with like 40 guys.
Hell yeah.
What's the name of that diner, the fucking neon diner?
The Peppermill.
I'm trying to go there.
That place is so cool.
In Vegas? I'm trying to go there and have some.
That place is so cool.
Some French toast.
It's in Casino. They use it as a location in
nice.
Casino. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I got my picture taken there one time.
I took,
oh, really?
I took Matt and Will and Felix there in
with
February.
With a bitch.
You really? Took your picture there with the bitch?
Yeah. Did you suck? Was your cock in her mouth?
Of course. That's how they take your picture.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas
pose.
Style.
Yeah, that place is, if you're, to any listener to the show, if you're in Vegas, it's a very cool place to go.
Yeah, go over there. And that's where Adam sucked his first cock.
Get a milkshake.
The paper mill diner.
Should we all move out to the desert, the middle of nowhere?
No.
No state tax, baby. No.
Really?
Yeah,
you want to move the you want stop? How's this sound? Moving the Reno?
Hell yeah!
It's
living on a ranch. We get two regular horses and one big fat horse.
For why don't you for like big chores and stuff?
Yeah,
draft horse.
Yeah,
For chores.
Big chores. Yeah.
We do surgery to combine two horses. We sew them together at the back.
Nah, dude, like a horse has to pull shit. That's chores for a horse. Nah, dude, I'm not a desert guy. I need some water. Maybe not ocean, but like a lake or a stream.
I don't trust lakes. I don't like the water's just sitting there.
If it's a big enough lake.
If it's big enough, then that's kind of an ocean. If you go to Lake Michigan, that looks like an ocean.
It doesn't have to be that big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, if you want to hear more Cumtown, we do have a Patreon.
Patreon.com/Cumtown, and you can unlock
200 and something
17
episodes.
17 years of free episodes. Mm-hmm.
It's free if you pay $5 for it.
You pay the $5 a month, and you have free access to thousands.
Our beautiful archive. Mm-hmm. And an extra episode every week.
And if you want t-shirts, you can go to cum.town.
And if you
none of the shirts are, they're all illegal.
They're illegal.
Yeah,
and
they're
breaking
the law.
Listen, if you want a calendar, we're a month into the year. It's we've now go to stavi.biz and you get a calendar for $10 off. We've dropped the price significantly. So go get your last. We've only got like 100 left. Mm-hmm. So go grab them while you still can. The Stavi Baby 2021 official calendar. You fucking mutt.
All right.
All right. Goo.
Bye.